This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. Statistics released yesterday by the Illinois State Board of Education indicate some drops or increases in dropout rates and decreases in graduation rates across the region, and that includes District 205. And I know that's not something that pleases Superintendent John Asplund, but we're glad that he's here tonight to talk with us about it. Thanks for coming in, John.
Oh, you bet.
Let's talk about the reason I called you first. Well, before actually I talk about the reason I called you and asked you to, if you'd come in and talk to us first, I am sorry that you were out driving the roads this morning. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, this is my first Halloween checking the roads, so I hope this is not a harbinger of things to come for this year.
We talked to a meteorologist earlier in the week that suggested that it won't be as cold maybe this winter, but there may be some periods of snow, some not, and hopefully it doesn't mean anything like you dealt with this past year in terms of cancellations and delays and things like that.
Yeah, that would really not be to anybody's benefit for it to be like last year, that's for sure.
Yeah, the fact you're thinking about it on October 31st, I wouldn't blame you for being cynical about the whole thing.
Yeah, this is not a good start, that's for sure.
All right, let's first talk about indications with dropout rates, and it seemed that they were increasing across every district in Knox and Warren counties. In terms of District 205, John, what do you know about that, and what kind of concerns you about that, obviously other than the fact that it increased?
Right. So our four-year graduation rate went from 86% to 74%. Our five-year and six-year, because it does take some students longer, and so they track those as well, those stayed pretty steady. So it's our four-year graduation rate right now that is a big concern to us. And it's been a big concern to us for a while. And we're very much aware of it, and we've put together programming to try to counteract that trend.
Yeah, and there have been some years though where the graduation rate was really awfully good. I mean, I know you want to get to 100%
right
at some point. Well, that's maybe not as achievable as you might think, but there have been years in the recent past where it's been great.
Yeah, no, absolutely. There's been years where it's pushed up to 90%, and you know, and it's been in the high 80s, high to mid 80s. Pretty consistently. And so this 1 year dip, you know, it's a little early to know if that's a trend or not because it's 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously it's a concern to us. And as I said before, we were already concerned about it, just because internally we knew we had some issues with students that were not finding success at school. And, I commend, the high school, since that's specifically what we're talking about. Both GHS and GHS North have been very proactive, both the administration, the staff, have really tried to find ways to engage with students to make sure that they stay in school. And, you know, clearly right now we still have a lot of work to do, but I feel good about the fact that we've tried to get ahead of it. Right now we seem to be, not finding all the answers, certainly at this point, because the numbers bear that out. But we have the 21st Century Grant. We have after-school programs. We have tutoring. Our teachers are coming in early, staying late, working with kids, trying to find their interest level. We've added some, we did a student interest survey. We're trying to add some clubs back in to try to make sure that kids feel more connected to the school. And, we feel like we're on the right track, but right now, the numbers show that we still have a lot of work to do.
I imagine though, it comes to a point to where you almost have to say to yourself too, how many more things can we do in order to increase it without just throwing up your hands and giving up? I mean,
well,
you can't do that,
right?
But you can only add so many clubs and organizations and other initiatives and things like that too, I'm sure.
Oh yeah, I mean, there's always going to be a limit to what we can do. But mm-hmm. I think our folks in the district have demonstrated time and again that they'll go that extra mile if we need to for the kids, and that's what we're all there for. And a lot of our kids are dealing with a lot of things outside of school that are pretty challenging, and we know that, and we try to address those as we can. I've never met an educator that's willing to ever give up on a kid. So,
yeah.
I mean, that's what we're about. We're trying to make sure we do everything we can for that kid so that they can be successful when they leave Galesburg High School, hopefully as a graduate.
Is there any way to tell how much of what might be happening outside of school, like in the home and things like that, might be contributing to things like dropouts or a lower graduation rate or even just lower grades?
Well, I can tell you with 100% assurance that those students that have dropped out, it has been largely because of other influences outside of school. They have a lot of pressures on them. And there are things going on in their lives that are much more stressful than what's going on at school. We hope to make school an enjoyable place for them so that they have some place that they look forward to coming every day. And that's, you know, obviously unfortunate is way too kind a word. It's heartbreaking to see what a lot of our kids' challenges are every day. And, you know, that we believe is a huge part of it, but we can't just throw our hands up and go, well, they've got problems outside of school. It's not our problem. Yeah. You know, that's not how educators are built. That's not how our staff's going to deal with things. You know, they're always trying to think of ways to help our kids. And, you know, the society as a whole has a lot of challenges, especially in this area with unemployment and, you know, just the lack of opportunities for people. And we believe in, you know, the city has really come together and tried to create some more job opportunities for our young people and for our, you know, for our community. We feel like we're trending in the positive direction, but, you know, anybody that's lived here for any amount of time knows there's been a lot of hardship that's gone on here in the last few decades. So, you know, we're not immune to that. And you know, we're obviously concerned, and these numbers show that, as I said before, we have some work to do still.
You must think then that the things like the increased focus in the vocational center part of the district, some of the partnerships with places like Jupiter and other places like that, as, you know, again, the focus kind of shifts to including more job training versus preparing for college, that must be something that you think is going to help long term.
Oh, we absolutely do, and we're starting a class in January that's basically directly going to train an area employer's workforce.
That's great.
So that we have an ability to keep that employer here because they're desperate for workers, and it also gives our graduates a tangible benefit the day they walk out of high school. And it gives them a career, and it gives them a reason to stay here and build a life here in Galesburg. And so, yes, we absolutely believe that is a huge part of the answer going forward is partnering with our employers around here to make sure that we're doing what we can to support them.
In a story we reported yesterday, it says the demographic most likely to drop out in District 205 were low-income males with an individual education plan known as an IEP. How concerning is that, especially given that, you know, you're helping these kids with a plan that will help them do better in theory?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the students that, you know, that you're talking about there, that's a demographic that state and nationwide is really trending in that same direction. Mm-hmm. And it's a concern to a lot of us that we seem to have, and I mean we as a collective society, I don't mean we as 205, we're sure. Part of it, of course, but we seem to be losing a generation of boys for some reason. And that's a big concern that we're not exactly sure why, but, you know, we want to make sure that that's a focus for us going forward. And as I said, a lot of these after-school programs have really been targeting that population to try to make sure that we don't continue that trend.
Right.
Because, as I said, for whatever reason, whether there's a lack of male role models or, you know, what is going on, you know, that has become a huge problem in our society.
As much as that's a huge problem in District 205, the story says 24% of the student population is chronically absent, which is about 6 points higher than the state average. That's got to be just as concerning as things like even truancy and things like that.
No, it absolutely is. And we have meetings every Tuesday in the buildings to talk about a lot of issues. But one of the issues is our chronic truants. And we do have a segment of our population where the students just refuse to go to school and their parents don't make them go.
Mm-hmm.
And so that becomes a challenge for us. I mean, obviously we can't make them come.
Yeah.
That, you know, the law compels them to show up. But if the student refuses to go and the parent says, I'm not going to make them go, you know, that we're kind of at the mercy of that relationship. And
that's something that I know that the ROE, the Regional Office of Education, has tried really hard to address, and it doesn't seem like that maybe it's as successful as perhaps it should be, regardless of what's done.
Well, I mean, I'll give the ROE a lot of credit. Yeah. So a year ago, in August, they started talking to us about the fact that we needed to get really serious about truancy and really set up a structure to make sure that we have active truancy officers that are reporting. We're getting the right data. We're getting into the hands of the court system. We're getting this done. And I feel like we've followed through with all those plans and we've, you know, we've reported all the incidents that we're supposed to. And I applaud the ROE for putting that together. And, you know, it has not yet shown the benefit, but I believe if we stay with that plan and continue down that path, I believe over time we'll get there. But, you know, once again, you know, the court system is a little overloaded. You know, there's just a lot of societal pressures going on in a lot of places. And, you know, this is one of the symptoms of a greater problem of, you know, a lot of people are really hurting out there and really have trouble identifying with any group of people or making a connection to anybody. And that's always going to be a concern for all of us, because people need to have connections to other people in order to feel like they belong and have value someplace.
I'm almost out of time, but I have a few more questions I wanted to ask you. I recall you talking to us on the morning show at the beginning of the school year, kind of making a last-minute push for parents to get their kids enrolled in school. Where does that, do you think, play into this? And was that effort successful at all?
Well, yeah, I was really appreciative of being able to come in here and give that last-minute plea, because we did see an influx of students after that. So you do have a lot of listeners out there. So that's
we
that's
say awesome. Radio gets results, John.
That's right. So you know that our enrollment is down. It continues to drop a little bit each year. And when we call the families that leave, they're typically almost entirely leaving the area. You know, it's not a 205 problem. It's more of the West Central Illinois problem right now. And you know, this general population in our part of the state is getting older, because those that are staying here are folks that are retired or that are, you know, nearing retirement like myself. So you know, that's the younger population is moving because there's more opportunity elsewhere. But as I said before, I feel like Ken Springer and the economic development folks have really done a nice job of trying to be proactive, and we're building a base here. It's just it's taking some time, and there are job opportunities here. It's just you know, it hasn't replaced all the jobs we lost, obviously, with Maytag and Butler and Outboard Marine in the '80s, and you know, it's a long process to try to dig out of that hole that's happened over the last 30 years.
Some the other districts in the area seem like they're having the same problems in terms of truancy and things like that. Obviously, you know, I can't ask you to speak about those districts, but in an overall sense, how concerning is this to you? I mean, and you just, I think you maybe kind of answered that a little bit by describing kind of the, how do I say it, outward migration, if you will, as sort of a West Central Illinois problem and not just one that's here.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's really more a sign of, you know, if you look at our country, the population has shifted to the South and the coast. And if you go to Washington, D.C., there's like 0% unemployment. Mm-hmm. If you go to Silicon Valley, there's 0% unemployment. And people are talking about how the cost of housing is outrageous and there's no place to live. And, you know, we're sitting here in the middle going, there's a lot of places to live and you can move your company here, but they don't seem to be doing that. Yeah. And so, you know, I don't want to get
Well, the taxes are just too darn high.
Well, yeah, I don't think that's necessarily it. If they're going to California, I don't think that, you know, they're worried about taxes too much. Yeah. But you know, I don't want to get political here, but you know, I think the concentration of wealth moving up to a smaller and smaller group of people has really hurt this area, because you see that wealth being concentrated in the coast, and it's not really being shared with, you know, we're called flyover country for a reason. People kind of forget that we're here, and in Illinois, the wealth is concentrated in the northeast part of the state. And, you know, the whole rest of the state has really suffered over the last 30, 40 years because as the manufacturing economy has moved away, that's what we were built on. And agriculture has gone from one farmer a section to one farmer every 5 to 10 sections. And so there aren't the agriculture economy, which is very vibrant and an important part of our society here, is very different than it used to be. And it's not as labor intensive. And so, you know, as the economy shifts and evolves, there are winners and losers, and unfortunately, this part of the state's has been taking the worst part of that over the last several decades.
All right. To sum up, in terms of dropouts and truancy, it's a problem you've been aware of. We can only hope that the decline this year is an anomaly, and that you're doing everything you can to try to right the ship, so to speak.
Absolutely. I mean, we do hope it gets better, but hope isn't a strategy, and we definitely have strategies to try to counteract that, and we're working through those, and we feel like if we stick with the plan we have, it will improve. You know, we're not going to obviously look at this and make excuses. It's a problem, and we, you know, we're aware of the problem, and we're doing everything that we believe we can to try to counteract that.
District 205 Superintendent John Asplund, thanks as always for coming in and providing your perspective on all this.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Stay tuned again at 5:40. We'll talk about a regional high school music festival that will be coming to the area with one of the people from United that's helping organize that. That'll be at 5:40. We'll move sports to our second half hour, and we'll come back and give you business news next on Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL.